the red carpet, put up the balloons and streamers, and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, November the 9th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're well today. Yes, here we are, the second Sunday in the month of November, and I'll tell you what, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and each and every program we try to have a main theme, main focus, and today we're actually going to be starting a new series entitled A Thankful Heart. Of course, November is a month that we celebrate Thanksgiving, and as believers in the Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Amen. For the believer, Thanksgiving isn't a holiday. It should be a way of life. And today we're going to be talking about a thankful heart. So sit back, relax, throw another log into the fire, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing.
Oh, that's right. We're celebrating a thankful heart on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And I've told the story many times, but I'll tell you what, it's just such an encouraging one. Scottish minister Alexander White was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit, and he always found something for which to be grateful. And one Sunday morning, the weather was so gloomy, so cloudy, that one church member thought to himself, certainly, the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this. And I'll tell you what, and much to his surprise, however, Pastor White began praying, "We thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this." You know what, friend? There is always a way to thank God. Amen. There's always a way to thank the Lord. Even in the worst of circumstances, when there's a will, there is certainly a way. So let's experience a true heart of thankfulness and do it happily.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Song of praise with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
friend, I pray that you're blessed right here on this Sunday, November the 9th, 2014. And yeah, can you believe that we're getting ready for Thanksgiving here in just a couple of weeks? And yeah, today we're talking about, we're actually starting a new series today entitled A Thankful Heart. Roger Babson, a famous statistician, was having lunch with the president of Argentina. Mr. Babson, the president said, I've always wondered why it is that South America, with all its natural advantages, mines of iron, copper, coal, and silver, rivers, and great waterfalls, is so far behind North America. And Babson replied, well, Mr. President, what do you think is the reason? South America was founded by the Spanish who came in search of gold. North America was founded by the pilgrims who went there in search of God. Friend, if we live a life of seeking gold, the blessings of God, but not God himself, we end up losing both. The pilgrims who came to give us the wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving came in search of God. It is because of this that America has reaped blessing upon blessing. We need to examine ourselves and be careful that we are seeking God in all things, putting him first and giving thanks to him always. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And by the way, you can always email me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you and read your emails as I'm doing the program and drinking on my cup of coffee. I can't even imagine doing this thing without my coffee. Praise the Lord. Hey, today we are talking about a heart of thankfulness, a thankful heart. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Yeah, words can't even describe it. You know, I recently read a powerful story about a Dutch pastor and his family who had always been hiding Jewish people in their home during the Second World War, and one night they heard the sound of heavy boots and the loud, impatient knocking at the door. They were arrested and loaded into a cattle car, and all night long the pastor and his family rode along in anguish, knowing that they were going to be taken to one of Hitler's concentration camps, only to be separated from each other and likely killed. Finally, the train stopped. The doors of the cattle car were opened. They were marched out and lined up beside the railroad tracks. But then something strange happened. They discovered that they were not in a death camp at all. They weren't even in Germany. During the night, a courageous employee risked his life and purposely tripped a switch, which sent the train of prisoners to Switzerland to their freedom. Instead of being marched to death, they were welcomed to new life. Wow. Thank you, God. See, in the midst of his joy and relief, the Dutch pastor said, "What do you do with such a gift?" Friend, we have been given a gift of redemption much more powerful than this. And what are we doing with such a gift? Let's start being about doing the work of the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says again, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift."
Oh, weary mind, oh, troubled soul, all the broken pieces that you hold, turn them over, give them up, and then watch what Jesus does. Oh, heavy heart, oh, heavy load, lay it down and let it go.
awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, that's right. We serve an awesome God. Fred, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.